Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mark Zuckerman, MassinSports.com. Mark, how's Cincinnati treating you? Did we do a little Skyline Chili today?
I did. I went there for lunch, guys. It's my one time a year that I'll eat the Cincinnati Chili. I do like it. I don't know if I could want it more than once a year, but it was delicious, actually.
Yeah, on top of spaghetti, not like the old nursery rhyme, you know, all covered in cheese. I just, it's not for me. I see why people do it, but it's something I'd skip. But Mark, Josiah Gray yesterday. Ew. That's, I'm making kind of that Michael Scott cringe face. Not great.
No, I think that's the appropriate reaction to it. And, you know, there was a lot of optimism coming into this and him getting his first opening day assignment and facing the team that drafted him, and the first inning went well, and then after that, not so much. And I think the troublesome part is that we saw things that we have seen in the past from him that, you know, when it doesn't go well, that's what it was. There were a couple of walks, specifically a couple of home runs, and a very high pitch count, 80 pitches in only four innings. And he was giving up the home runs on breaking balls. One was a cutter, one was a curveball when he was behind in the count and just laid him right over the plate. Davey Martinez talked about we really wanted him to establish the fastball more. He did it in the first inning, did it in the fourth inning. Didn't feel like he did that as much in the second and third. And, you know, in the course of four innings, Josiah Gray threw seven different types of pitches. Now, I know this is who he is. He likes to throw the whole kitchen sink at you. He tries to figure out what's working on a given day. But on opening day in only four innings, maybe you want to condense that a little bit, figure out what really you are good at. And you don't necessarily have to throw everything at them on the first day. It didn't really work for him.
Mark, Eddie Rosario in the tune-up game Tuesday at Nats Park hit a long home run. And then he had another one even further in Cincinnati on opening day. This could work out pretty well for them, a 1-for-3 with the two RBI. What do you think is kind of the best-case scenario with the Rosario relationship?
Well, I liked that signing all along. He was a guy I was thinking of all winter that would make sense for them. And I guess the feeling was that he was still holding out for a better deal. And so they, you know, waited until March to sign him. I arguably could have made the case they should have signed him before they ever signed Joey Gallo, but we know how that worked out. This guy's just a solid baseball player. If he can be the guy that he's been for most of his career, then come July, you know, he's hitting 260, 270 with 10 to 15 homers and driving in runs and just playing good, solid baseball all around. That's a guy who will have value on the trade market. He's played for a bunch of winners in the past. He's been a postseason hero in Atlanta. So, I mean, that would seem like somebody who should be able to command something at the trade deadline. The interesting thing there with him, though, he started in center field yesterday. We got a taste of that in spring training. I think we're going to see more of it, not every day, but Davey's going to put him there, and he hasn't really played that position since about 2017. It didn't come into play yesterday. I do have some concerns defensively what that would look like.
Speaking of concerns, Mark, Tanner Rainey coming back from injury, you know, obviously deserves some grace and deserves some time to get his sea legs underneath him, et cetera. But He didn't throw very hard yesterday, by at least by his standards. This is a guy that was living in the upper 90s, was down around 91, 92 for his inning yesterday. Your thoughts there?
Well, that's what he was throwing this spring, Danny. Yeah. And he kept saying, hey, you know what? I've always done that in spring training. And I look back, and it actually was true. And then by the time the season starts, he's up there in the upper 90s again. It wasn't there yesterday. I don't know if that's just him still working his way back in or that. But, you know, for as much as we think of this as a guy with a track record who has been a closer for them in the past, it is a Tommy John surgery. Yep. He is still coming back to just pitching consistently in the big leagues. You know, he came back and made one appearance last year. He does spring training. I think it could be a while. The good news is they have enough depth there. I really like the bullpen depth they amassed right now, where I'm not saying he's a garbage time pitcher right now, but I don't think they have to use him in high leverage spots. You saw him put him into a low leverage spot yesterday. I would guess there's going to be more of that until they find out and figure out, is he back to who he used to be?
Senzel gets hurt before opening day. Here comes Lipscomb. Nick Senzel to the injured list with maybe a broken bone, it sounds like. And Trey Lipscomb, who was sent down about 48 hours earlier, gets the call. He'll be in the starting lineup at third base, presumably tomorrow in Cincinnati for game number two. What do you think of this?
Well, a lot of people wanted him on the opening day roster. He didn't make it, but he almost made it, as it turns out. He only missed one game. The interesting thing there, they had devised a plan for him going to AAA. They wanted him to play second base primarily, because that's a position he has the least experience at least as a professional. And the idea there being, okay, Luis Garcia, you better, you know, peek over your shoulder because this guy's coming. And the Nats seem to think that Lipscomb's going to be their second baseman before too long. Well, now all of a sudden the injury means he's going to be their starting third baseman. The good news is he won the minor league Gold Glove Award there last year. So he's really good at third base. They believe he can hit at least enough. He hit 400 in spring training. So it's not what the plan was necessarily, but it's funny how these things work out sometimes. You feel terrible for Nick Senzel having this happen before game one in the stadium he used to play in Cincinnati. But Trey Lipscomb's about to become their everyday third baseman, I would guess, for at least a month and maybe longer.
Mark, thank you as always, buddy. Enjoy Cincinnati as much as humanly possible.
That's the key, as much as humanly possible. Thank you, guys.
See you, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.